So we are now in module 17, amazingly enough. And last week, Erica gave the first talk.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, yeah. Last week was Thanksgiving. So the first talk was 2 weeks ago, and that's online if you want to hear it. It's an introduction to this whole module. And this module is called Looking at Self and Selflessness. So what we're going to be doing tonight, and I'll be just giving just a short introduction, so most of the time will be devoted to Pema Chodron. I'll introduce her. So this is the first talk in a series that was given at Gampo Abbey. Gampo Abbey is a retreat, monastic retreat center in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, at the end of the world. The road first is a real pavement, and then it's not much of a pavement, and then it's a dirt road, and then it ends at the Abbey. That is the end, and after that it's just a trail. So the ocean is one side. So in any case, this was during Yarné, and Yarné is what's called, it's called in Nova Scotia, they use the winter time for the retreat situation. But in India, Yarné was during the monsoon time because the monks and nuns did not want to step on bugs. The rain would come down and there'd be puddles, and they couldn't go begging because they would be destroying life. So it became, which makes sense, it's pouring rain, it became their chance to do retreat rather than wandering around. And in Nova Scotia, that didn't work out because the tourists were knocking on the door in the summer. So we had to change it to winter time, which is a time no one ever goes there. So that worked out really well. So Pema goes there every year, and it's a 49-day retreat. It's 7 weeks. This particular course is a 6-week course, and Pema's teaching the whole time, which is unusual, actually. Mostly she teaches a couple weeks and has another teacher work with her. So the title of this series is called Making Friends with Yourself, Self, Selflessness, and the Roots of Attachment. The first talk is called Permanent, Solid, and Separate, an Overview of the Self. And that's the talk we'll be listening to tonight. It's an introduction. And in this talk, she gives an overview of the course that she's going to be working with, and she calls it the 5, 8, and 12. So you'll hear that. It's the 5 skandhas, the 8 consciousnesses, and the 12 nidanas. Now, we are not going to cover all that. Eric and I worked on this, and we kept whittling down to what we thought would be manageable. So we are going to cover, in this module, we're going to work on self. What is self? And we're going to work on the 5 skandhas. We'll revisit that. And we're going to also work on contemplation, or also called analytical meditation. So this is this will be something new for most of us. So it's sort of a whole new way of approaching things. So what you're going to hear is this talk about the 3 components of self. And the first one is permanent, which also is sometimes called lasting. The second is singular. Pema calls this solid. And by the way, there'll be different readings online, and different teachers use different terminology for these things. So you have to start paying attention yourself to, you know, don't get confused. They sometimes use different words. And the word independent is used by the 2 teachers online. Pema calls this separate. So don't get confused. You just have to sort of pay attention. So why in the world are we searching for a self? I mean, that seems like an odd thing to do. But as we talked before, the Buddha's first teachings were on the 4 Noble Truths. And the first teaching he gave is on the truth of suffering. So we're always going back to that to try to understand what causes suffering. And this particular course is one where we go right into the root of what is that suffering. And it said that it's clinging to self. So you may not know that you have just come to the dentist, and we are now going to do a root canal. And this is really what it is. It's like having a root canal, because we're going to the root of our suffering. So we've said before non-self, we've thrown out these words, and I realize that not only do we not know what we're really talking about, but there's no way you're going to understand it if we don't really go into it. So it's actually kind of selfish. Erica and I decided we needed to learn this, so we thought we would
again
teach. So here we are, and we're going to all learn it together. So this is a different module in that we're going to bring in different material. The readings online don't really match every class, even though I did post them that way in a way. Basically, it's up to you to work with the readings in any way that makes sense for you. And it's a whole different approach. You have to really have a very open mind to the material and just see how you can work with it and what resonates for you. There may be things that you don't even want to read. And, you know, for me, there are things I read like for 40 years and never made sense. But you just keep going and actually it starts to make sense. Sorry, I'm not a good salesman.
Yeah, the new people are really motivated.
I know, these people are like, what are they talking about? Root canals here. But it's like what we have online is a book called Progressive Stages of Meditation on Emptiness. And if you really think of that, that really says it all. We have you chant the Heart Sutra. Why in the world are we doing that? That is like priming the pump. You're reading these words, know this, know I, know, you know, you go, what in the world? This makes absolutely no sense. But this is the heart of transcendent knowledge. So basically, it's a giant question mark. And that's a really good place to be. But we can't start with emptiness. We can't just go, well, let's go through this. We have to start at the very beginning. So the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness is just this little guidebook on where to begin. And lo and behold, the first thing in there is working on non-self. So that's the only thing we're going to cover, really. The stage one, that's where we're going to be in this course. So we're going to take it bit by bit. So as you've heard this word prajna is superior seeing, you could say intelligence, it's your curiosity, it's your willingness to investigate. That's what this is all about. It's not about memorizing something. It's about going into it in a way with a very open mind and that sense of groundlessness and being uncertain. What is this about? So basically we're going to use our mind. So you could say, well, you teach meditation and you teach about thinking and you're supposed to drop it and come back to the breath. Well, now we're going to say there's going to be a practice that you actually use your mind to unravel your solid sense of self. So it's going to be a little different, a different approach. So your job will be to keep an open mind and really be full of questions and willing to go beyond concept. That's really what it's going to be about. And it's not about being smart or dumb, or it's not about that at all. It's just being willing to allow things to penetrate you and to really work with the material. So everything's online, as you know, and you can work with the material at your own pace. That's really important. So I think now we'll just go to Pema. So Pema is a Buddhist nun in the lineage of Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, one of the few monastics, actually. There are not that many. And she goes to the monastery at Gyalpo Abbey once a year to teach. And she also does a lot of There's online courses. There's a lot of material online, and many of you access her books and her material.